It's meet and greet time. We're very happy to meet Nick, who is calling from Randleman, North Carolina. Hello, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Really good. I am so fascinated. B.B. Shea talked to you before we went on the air, and you won an auction to be at the filming of a particular television show that I used to watch. Tell us the story. What was the show you went to the filming of?
So the show was How I Met Your Mother, and I won an online celebrity auction and got to fly out to L.A., and we got to be on set from like 8 in the morning till about 8 o'clock at night, all day with the cast, watching them film. And because I was kind of close in age to the scene they were shooting, one of the crew members came up and was like, hey, you want to be a background actor? And I was like, sure.
Oh my God. Holy cow. Oh, my God. Well, that's incredible. And the fact that they picked somebody out of the audience who you're like, because you were close in age, to be on the show just blows my mind. That must have been an incredible experience.
It was so neat, and be able to go back and watch the episode now and kind of see a glimpse of myself from, you know, 12, 13 years ago. I was like, oh man, there I am.
That's incredible. B.B. Shea's doing his fingers together like you should have got paid for that.
You get residuals for that?
Yeah.
Well, I got to get some photos and some autographs, so okay. I was good with that.
Okay, cool. So did you watch the show regularly before you won the contest?
I did. I was a huge fan of it. And so to be able to go out there for one of the final episodes was already special as it was. But then to actually get into the show was just amazing. I'll say it's very different than what you see on TV, because like there's so much background noise during the episode and it sounds like a whole party going on.
But
you're actually filming.
Yeah.
It is awkwardly silent. Nope. They don't want a peep out of anybody except whoever is speaking. And so we have to sit there and act like we're having a conversation, and you could hear a pin drop. It is so silent.
And then they add the noise later on, just a little background noise. That makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Did you watch that show, Red Rachel?
I've seen a couple episodes.
It's very good.
I've heard that.
I mean, it really is. I mean, of course, Friends is my jam. But
you didn't even say that was your favorite ever.
Well, Andy Griffith.
You don't know his love of Andy.
Andy Griffith is.
I'm the last. I'm the last surviving member of the show who can sort of play Andy with him.
That's right. We play Andy,
and that's thanks to my father forcing me to watch it.
I loved Andy. But listen, How I Met Your Mother was a fantastic show. I can't imagine that. Just must have been the trip of a lifetime, Nick. I just can't imagine that.
It was, and everybody was so nice, like from the cast to the crew. They were so accommodating, and during breaks Neil Patrick Harris would come by and say hey to all of us and crack jokes and was keeping everybody laughing. And when we got to do photos, like we were all kind of nervous to get photos with everybody, and he noticed I had a tie on, and his, you know, famous thing in the show was like suit up, you know, wear your tie and whatever. So he's like, hey, act like you're adjusting your tie and I'll do the same thing and we'll suit up and we'll get a photo together. And so I did that, and the whole cast and crew were like, oh, man, that's awesome.
God, that's incredible. That is the best story. And I think Neil Patrick Harris, I'm glad to hear he's a cool guy, because I really like him. I think he really was.
He was so down to earth and so nice and genuine. It was a really cool experience.
Biggie, what do people say when they come in our studio?
None of that.
Mary Lou, I think when they meet me, you know what I say?
They say the complete opposite of all of that.
Well, and how often do I invite people into the studio?
Never. He does everything he can to keep them out.
Should we have a contest?
No.
Nah, it's not really the same around here. Well, what do you do for a living, Nick?
So I was telling B.B. Shea, me and my father actually run a farm together. And then we also have always really been into RC cars and planes. So we have a small hobby shop and a little RC racetrack that we run every week. So we kind of just do business together. And then I've kind of branched off and started my own little side business of airbrushing different painting things. And so I've made a little business out of that too. So we kind of do a little bit of everything around here.
Wow. Really cool. That's awesome.
What do you farm?
So we actually have 6 large chicken houses, and we raise chickens for a pretty large company in the area.
Okay.
And so we have like 15,000 chickens in each house.
Whoa.
Wow.
What is the hardest thing about chicken farming?
Well, really, it's pretty easy until stuff breaks. And then that's the biggest issue, because you feed them every day, make sure they have water, you walk through them. That's really the basic stuff. So when everything's working great, it's easy as pie. But if you have machinery that breaks down and it takes all day to fix it, that's where kind of gets aggravating.
Do you ever get attached to a chicken and then have to send it off?
Not really, but I do hate how they have to kind of transport them. They just kind of throw them in those cage trucks and just take off down the road.
Yeah, we've all seen that on the road, too.
Yeah.
I would the exact same. Sounds like you have a great life. I mean, obviously, you're close to your father, too. That's awesome.
Yeah, I've been really blessed to be able to work for family and have my own business where I'm my own boss, and just it's been really good.
Well, we are lucky and thankful to have you as a loyal listener and to do the meet and greet. Who's your favorite member of this program?
Well, I was telling BB, I love you, love all you guys because you do a really great job. But I got to give the edge to Biggie.
We got to go.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
We're out of time.
Cut! That's third day in a row.
It's kind of nerve-wracking. The last person who was picked over and over as their favorite is no longer here.
And the one before that? Also no longer here.
I think I see what management's doing.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, let's do meet and greet.
Who do they really love?
Weed somebody out of here again.
Yeah, you're in the hot seat, Biggie.
Yeah, if I'm not here at the end of the season... You'll know. Nick, we'd love to see you at the Grasshoppers game. Hopefully at the end of the season, we're going to do a live countdown to the fireworks and have a private box with the Grasshoppers there at the end of the season. And it's a pleasure to meet you, Nick.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Thank you so much. I'll tell you, we would say it'd be like one of the best times you ever had, but that whole How I Met Your Mother story.
That's awesome.
Nick, that's awesome.